A former Juneau police officer is under arrest, being held without bail at Lemon Creek Correctional Center for allegedly shooting at other officers and engaging in a standoff that lasted over 4 hours. 45-year-old Troy Wilson allegedly became intoxicated and threatened to hurt himself Saturday night. He had a gun and, according to a statement from the department, allegedly threatened to shoot any of his former colleagues if he saw them near his house at 9200 Black Wolf Way in the Montana Creek area. A woman who was later identified as Wilson's wife was at the house and made the original call to the police department. She escaped safely to a neighbor's. Police say they asked nearby residents to evacuate or stay inside their homes if they did not leave. And police responded with SWAT and a crisis negotiation team. But Wilson allegedly began firing shots at his former colleagues as many as 75 times. A police car was reportedly hit at least a half a dozen times. The incident started just after 10 o'clock Saturday night and ended before 3 o'clock yesterday morning when Wilson surrendered. None of the responding officers were reportedly hurt. Wilson is being charged with 8 felonies. They include first-degree attempted murder, second-degree weapons misconduct, third-degree assault involving domestic violence, third-degree criminal mischief, and 4 counts of third-degree assault involving a police officer. Wilson resigned from his job as a police officer in December after over 15 years on the force. In his years with the department, he was a school resource officer in the high school and elementary schools. He also worked in special investigations. And as of last night, he was listed as employed with the State Department of Health and Social Services as a juvenile probation officer. Juneau's fire marshal says a 7-year-old boy has admitted setting 5 arson fires over a little more than 4 months. Dan Jager says the boy caused about $1,000 damage by setting fires in restrooms at Harborview Elementary School and the Terry Miller Legislative Building, plus a downtown grass fire and 2 fires at the Fred Meyer store. Jager says the boy told him he used a lighter. Surveillance footage at the legislative building recorded the boy entering and leaving the bathroom at the same time as the fire in the building. Fire Chief Rich Etheridge says the arson case will be forwarded to probation officers at the Juvenile Detention Center. The state Senate is ready to take the next step toward finishing this year's legislative session. They've wrapped up work on the capital projects budget. The Finance Committee Saturday night made public its list of construction and maintenance projects and one-time expenses that it wants to see funded. Committee co-chairman Bert Stebman said the bill, which is on the calendar to be put before the entire Senate this morning, is the result of 16 hearings and public comments from nearly 200 people. He said he has already worked through the overall spending levels with the governor and the House. The bill spends $2.6 billion in projects put on the list by the governor and individual lawmakers. It also includes about $100 million in expenses added by the Parnell administration since the governor made his public presentation of the budget in December. Some of the notable Juneau-specific items in the statewide capital budget include an increase of the governor's proposal for SLAM, or the State Library, Archives, and Museum Expansion Project. The governor put in $20 million as a first-year increment. The Senate Finance Committee bumped it up to $49 million. According to information provided by Juneau's legislative delegation, the budget also includes $6.25 million for the Banfield Dormitory at UAS and $16 million for Alaska Class Ferry. For Juneau-specific projects, $5.5 million in general obligation bond funding for work on Glacier Highway between miles 4 and 6, and $6 million for Mendenhall Loop Road. $45 million in state and federal funds could go to a variety of other Juneau projects, including Pioneer Home Maintenance, Douglas Island State Office Building Renovation, Mendenhall Library Construction, State Office Building Parking Garage, LED lights for Egan Drive, work on Glacier Highway from Fritz Cove Road to Seaview Avenue, and the Governor's House and Archives Maintenance, to name just a few. As is usual during the legislative process, those projects or the funding attached to them could change as the measure is approved by the full Senate and then considered by the House and then the governor again. The legislature is entering its final week of this year's session under the statutory 90-day deadline. However, a lot of issues still have not been finished. Dave Donaldson reports there has been a lot of talk about extending or calling a special session.
Lawmakers are starting to discuss the ease with which they could simply continue the session beyond Sunday night's 90-day statutory limit without needing to take any formal action or vote. That statutory limit went into effect in 2008. However, the constitutional limit of 121 days was not changed, and that's the final limiting factor. The alternatives to extending their time at the Capitol is to let the governor call a special session over a shorter list of bills that are important to him. The other is simply to focus the expectations and consider no more than those bills that are essential. The issues still on the table are both major budgets, operating expenses, and capital projects. There's also the oil and gas tax rewrite that's become a dominant factor for this year, as it was last year. Members want to settle the dispute between legislators and the administration over how local school districts will get more money for next year. The governor insists he doesn't want an increase in formulas, but legislators say a formula is the only way to avoid arguing over the same issue again next year and into the future. Another top priority for many members is a bill taking the next step in providing an in-state gas line from the North Slope to South Central. It took all of last year's session, most of this year's, to get the measure to the Senate, where it has not yet been scheduled for a hearing. If lawmakers continue the session, all the existing legislation will continue and remain in play. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Oil prices are down this morning. Brent crude is at $121.80 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate is at $101.78 a barrel. Gold is up over $13 in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,644.30 an ounce. And silver is up slightly at $31.74. The Juneau Assembly dives right back into the AJ Mine issue tonight. Members have had more than a month to review a draft study of the city's water system compiled by Engineering Director Rory Watt. And at tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting, Watt says he'll be seeking direction on what to do next.
The Assembly has asked for this investigation, and we'll find out if they feel like it answers their questions or if they need more information about water or if they want to continue to consider mine development or, you know, if they want to debate the topic. I'm not going to predict what they're ready to do.
Over the past year, the Assembly has been considering whether to pursue reopening the old AJ mine near downtown. The city owns part of the ore body located in Last Chance Basin, Juneau's main water supply. A mine advisory task force last year urged the Assembly to request the water study. The draft report gives an overview of the city's water system and identifies several scenarios and management concepts with and without a gold mine operating nearby. The scenarios range from no action to leasing the AJ property to a mining company. Watt has been gathering public input on the draft study, and he says most people have had questions about the city's water system, though a few categorically oppose mine development. Some of the written comments are included in the latest version of the study. Watt says ultimately the Assembly will need to decide if the drinking water issue is a fatal flaw to any proposal to reopen the mine.
That's, you know, at a policy level, what they need to decide. And then once they are comfortable and having enough information to make that decision, we'll see what happens.
The Assembly last year appropriated $250,000 for the water study. So far, Watt says $68,000 has been spent, about $33,000 to consultants Juneau Watershed Partnership, Tetra Tech, and Carson Dorn. The rest has been spent on CBJ engineering staff time. Tonight's Committee of the Whole meeting starts at 6 o'clock in the Assembly Chambers at City Hall.